Nolte, actor Neil McDonough blacklisted for refusing kissing scenes. By John Nolte on July 31, 2025. Well-known actor and devout Catholic Neil McDonough says the entertainment industry blacklisted him for 2 years because he refused to kiss other actors on screen. "I'd always had in my contracts I wouldn't kiss another woman on screen," McDonough explained during an interview on the podcast Nothing Left Unsaid. "My wife didn't have any problem with it. It was me, really, who had a problem with it. When I couldn't do it, and they couldn't understand it, Hollywood just completely turned on me. They wouldn't let me be part of the show anymore. For 2 years, I couldn't get a job and I lost everything you could possibly imagine. Not just houses and material things, but your swagger. Your cool, who you are, your identity, everything," he continued. "My identity was an actor, and a really good one. And once you don't have that identity, you're kind of lost in a tailspin." The tailspin resulted in a drinking issue his wife eventually helped him out of. Back in 2010, McDonough claimed he'd been fired from the ABC TV show Scoundrels for refusing to film a sex scene. His comeback arrived in 2012, when he was cast as that season's villain in Justified. He's been working steady since. Let's face it, this had nothing to do with refusing to kiss or film sex scenes with co-stars. If McDonough were a devout Muslim, his strict adherence to his faith would be hailed in Hollywood. "We all know the truth. Hollywood blacklisted an accomplished and talented actor because he was one of those icky Christians. My guess, and this is only a guess, is that part of the reason for this contract clause is to avoid gay roles, which I totally sympathize with. If he were to turn down a gay role involving gay sex scenes, the woke Gestapo would annihilate him in his career. This no-kissing clause gives him a clever and non-confrontational way out of that dilemma and trap, which is a real dilemma for any Christian or heterosexual. You see, these days, it's like an unwritten rule that heterosexual actors with ambitions must play a gay role. And not just a gay role, but one with all kinds of gay sex. You either do it or you are stamped with a scarlet H for homophobe, and the phone stops ringing. There's another word for this: demonic." McDonough has managed to hold on to his principles in a business that actively seeks the ruin of men's souls. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.